outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning to Friday, May 6th.
Yeah.
Mother's Friday. Day weekend, right?
I know.
I think they made it early this year. Isn't it usually like on the 14th or something? It's usually after my birthday, and this week it's before, yeah.
I always thought it was before because my mom's birthday is on the 9th. And
really?
Yours is on the 10th.
Yes.
Yes.
So it used to always happen before your mom's?
I thought. Oh, you know what? Okay. Maybe I just made that up.
Maybe you did.
I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Let's go ahead and make up the whole fucking show.
We don't need to talk about facts. As we always do, Sam. As we always do.
The hell with facts.
So what are you doing this year? Are you doing anything? I mean, I know you're not a mother, but still, are you celebrating your wife and or your ex-wife?
I don't know. I mean, she's been complaining I haven't gotten her gifts on Mother's Day. I said, well, because you're not a mother, you know. But I guess you're supposed to do it anyway, right?
It's just an excuse.
Yeah.
Women just want gifts.
I know. I just like, I'm so not good with the gifts, you know.
Well, you know what? Maybe just take her shopping. She can pick out whatever she wants. That's better.
Yeah, it is. Because, you know, the first time I ever got her a gift, I got her a watch and she didn't like it, you know. And I was offended. So.
Of course.
Ever since then, I'm not getting her anything.
Right, of course. Then you're like, you know, I'm done.
Yeah,
never
take
again.
The money and go buy yourself whatever you want.
Now, are you a guy that can handle going with your wife to shop? You can't.
No.
Okay. Most men can. It's
no,
okay.
No.
It's such a pain in the ass.
It really is. But women enjoy it, you know? I mean, some women enjoy it. You don't enjoy going shopping?
Not. Oh, are you kidding? Yes. I don't enjoy going shopping with my boyfriends.
I see.
Ever.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Ever.
Because then they nag and they get bored.
And just like looking at them, they're just like, you know, they're just there to support you, which is sweet.
Yeah.
But you know that they're
But they don't support you. They're like weight on your shoulder.
Right. And it's like, weight. My thing is this. We spend enough time as it is. Like if I mean, obviously I don't have a boyfriend, but like we spend it, obviously, right? We have enough time as it is together. Like I can have my time to shop and just go to town and spend a day shopping and do what I want to do. Then he can go do what the hell he wants to do.
Yeah.
I don't think this whole like women having to bring their boyfriends, it's bullshit.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something.
Okay.
When the girl asks the guy, how do I look in this? The guy doesn't really care. He just wants to get the fuck out of there. He's just like, you look great, honey. Let's just go.
Exactly.
Like, and even if she looks terrible, he's not going to tell her.
Yeah.
You know? Because he just wants to get out.
Let's just get the hell out of here.
Exactly.
For sure.
So I think it's a disaster when women drag their boyfriends. I actually feel bad for the guys.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know.
Anyway.
So we do have a guest. We'll bring you in a few minutes. We just want to cover a couple of things here.
Important.
And
stuff.
Yeah.
Wait, first, you went out last night to see Bobby.
We went to see Bobby Collins last night. We drove all the way to Hermosa Beach, but it was worth every minute of it. Let me tell you, this guy is so fucking funny, you know. And there was a guy before him who was a balloon sculptor. You know those with those long balloons and stuff.
Like
that
a
they
clown.
Made. But he wasn't a clown.
Right.
He's just very good at it.
Okay.
And he's funny, too. So he pulled like a whole routine with these balloons, and it was pretty funny stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But then Bobby came up, and, I mean, he just killed, you know?
Did he?
I mean, and it was a pretty big venue, you know, and it was packed.
Was he the headliner?
Yes.
Oh,
he was
God.
The headliner, yeah.
I wish I would have made it last night.
Yeah, you would have liked it. But you know what? We got his DVD. I'll get you his DVD.
Oh, please.
And you're going to enjoy it. It's
Thank
very
you.
Funny. Yeah.
Well, at least you represented for us.
Yes,
at least
absolutely.
You were the good one.
And he was happy to see me and stuff.
Oh,
so.
That's so great.
Yeah.
So it was a big venue, though.
Yeah, it was pretty big. Bigger than most comedy clubs here in town, you know.
Was it? How long did it take you to get down there?
An hour to get there and less than half an hour to get back, believe it or not, all the way to the valley.
What did you take, the 405?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just never go down to
Hermosa. It really wasn't that bad. But you know how beautiful Hermosa is and Redondo and Manhattan Beach? You really should check it out. Just go to the marina, get on the one, and just keep driving, you know?
I know. It's so nice down there. It's just like, you know, it feels like a totally other world when you're in L.A. and you're just... The drive is such a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Because I feel like since I drive everywhere anyway for auditions and gigs and stuff, that I'm just, the less I can be in my car, the better.
No, absolutely. You know, but what I'm saying is you can go there for the scenic drive, you know?
No, that's true.
And those are like beach towns. So people are walking around in bathing suits and shorts and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's really cool, you know?
Yeah. So it must have been packed too last night because of Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
People
yeah.
getting wasted.
We had margaritas, yeah.
Oh,
but,
look at you.
Yeah, look at me. I rarely ever drink. You know?
I'm the same as you, Sam. High five.
I know.
No, I don't like it either. But yeah, it got crazy. A friend of mine went out last night, and she was like, come out. And I was like, hell no. The bar scene must have been nuts last night.
Yeah.
I mean, good for bartenders, but not for... people. Anyway.
Yeah, so I highly recommend if Bobby Collins comes to your town, you got to see him, man.
God,
he's amazing. And, you know, I usually find flaws in every comedian, you know. It's like, I'm not laughing, it's not funny, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But, no, non-stop. I was laughing freely last night.
From the moment he walks on till the moment he leaves. Yeah. Ugh.
So that was good. Now, before we get to our guest, I just wanted to bring up one thing here that you'll be, I'm totally shaken by this. In South Africa, okay?
Where you lived.
Where I lived for a year, right.
Right.
There was a victim of corrective rape, okay? Which is a crime when men attack lesbians in an attempt to reverse their sexual orientation.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So she was attacked after dropping off her girlfriend. She was raped, stabbed with broken glass several times, and hit with rocks.
Is she dead?
No, I don't think she's dead. They didn't say that. Oh, yeah, stabbed to death. I'm sorry. Yeah. She was raped, stabbed. Yeah. That is like, you know, and yeah, this is like in Johannesburg. So
this is okay?
This is like a black woman, by the way, but, you know, it's, you know, so, I mean, they're still not being treated well. But the thing is that you don't know if it was blacks or whites that really... attacked her, so I'm not sure. I don't think they're talking about anything racial here.
No, it just seems like it's because she's a lesbian.
Yeah. But
do
you believe that's like hate crimes, you know? Corrective rape. Aren't you glad you live in the United States?
Well, for so many reasons I am.
Yeah.
But I can't... I mean, that's just... I don't even know what to... It's
not,
really
not
horrific.
Much to say,
and
yet.
It makes me so angry and yet so sad. And it comes from a place of just such fear of people being different and not, it doesn't necessarily mean that like these people like hate them, but at the same time, like it's just because they're so different and people can't understand that.
Right.
And it makes me, I don't want to cry, but like part of me is like,
I know I shouldn't have brought it up.
No, it's okay. Sam, I'm glad you did. I'm just actually shocked that there stuff like that goes on. And
yeah, I know this world is cruel, man. People are cruel. Anyway, why don't you introduce us to our guest, but it's your friend.
My friend. Sometimes he's my friend. David.
David, good morning. Does David have a last name or do we not want to know?
No, I don't want to tell him.
Okay.
All right.
He's like looking at her like, why
you
not?
You can introduce yourself.
I've already promoted this all over the internet, so I don't think it's going to matter one way or another.
Welcome to the show, David.
David,
thank
welcome
you very much.
To the show.
I really am happy to be here.
Thank you.
Well, I'll give you a little backstory on David and I.
Okay.
It's not very exciting, but we met a couple months ago, actually, at the dog park.
Oh, so it's a new friendship, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, she meets everybody at the dog park.
I do.
Lesbians, everything.
The dog park is... it's a very popular place to meet people.
We met a couple months ago, right? Or Longer than that, I don't even know.
It seems like years now.
Yeah.
I hate them. And so we met, and our dogs aren't really friends. They kind of mind their own.
Not really.
His dog, Cottonball.
Isn't that cute? Yeah. We're just like looking at your dogs and seeing how lame they are.
Oh, my God.
Because she has one dog that's a ball chaser.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Bodhi. Yeah.
Yeah, and he doesn't realize that you have to let go of the ball, like spit it out, unless you're going to throw it. So, and then the other one just hides under the table.
Well, he pees everywhere, and then he hides under the table.
Terrific.
Okay.
Yeah. So
such an ass. And Cottonball. Okay, dog. First of all, your dog rolls around in dirt and mud all day long.
Well, if there is actual, you know, pools of mud, wet things, she rolls in it like a pig.
Yes.
And she's white.
Really?
She is white.
How lovely.
I know. Yeah. It's disgusting. Yeah. I'm like, hey, Cottonball, I don't want to touch you because you're full of mud.
she's a lovely dog.
No, she's really sweet. So we met, and David will throw the ball to Bodhi, which is sweet. And Cottonball will come and say hi. And so anyway, we became friends, and he was an ass. And I was like, woohoo, we can be best of friends because you're an asshole.
I basically tore down everything Stephanie stood for.
No, that's a friendship for the books.
Right? It's fantastic.
But then she started telling me about her adventures between the sheets. And everything changed.
She did, huh? Already?
Well, no. Oh,
that didn't take very long.
He knew I was sleeping with
him. When you're a married man of 16 years and a hot chick starts telling you about what she's doing.
Right.
Hold
you
on.
Get excited, huh?
Well, first of all, it is as exciting as it is cruel.
I didn't tell you everything.
Well, you told me enough. Don't tell me any more. I'll kill myself.
You see, does that to men, man. They go crazy.
I swear to God, you say one thing, and it's like...
You have no idea. How long you been married, Sam?
This time, 7 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and you had this is your second marriage.
Yes,
so
yes.
Before... Your first marriage?
Also about 7 years or so.
Okay,
yeah,
so
it's a seven-year itch. I just hope I don't get it this time.
Look, she's listening.
Yeah, I know.
So you've been married a total of 14 years.
Yes.
So basically, and Stephanie told me that she had told you on the air about her sapphic activities.
Yes.
And now...
Yes. Yes.
I mean,
yes. Yes,
you want to,
I was excited.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean, exactly.
Yeah, I still want to know everything,
I'm
not pressing her. We'll get to it. Yeah.
All right. There's only so much that I'll share.
You know the details.
I won't go into detail.
Yeah.
Well,
that's just my.
You know, seeing, having met Miss M, I don't want her to come at me and kill me. She's mean.
Really?
Yeah.
You met her?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
She doesn't like men.
No, huh?
Oh, my God. Wow. That's not true.
Oh, are you kidding me?
That is not true.
Excuse me. She was ice cold.
She's probably listening.
Is she?
Yeah.
Hey, Megan.
That's okay. That's his impression.
Listen,
what are you going to say?
If you see me in the park, it's not me.
Oh, my God. Here we go. World War III. Here we go.
Hey, Megan, Stephanie's naked right now.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to kill you. Get the hell out of here. Anyway, David, so what do you... You were on Dennis Miller. Why don't you tell everybody what you do? That you do
Yeah,
something.
Let's find out what you do, David.
I'm doing this.
Let's take it off of me now.
Right now you are.
No, I have... One second. I need water.
Okay.
I haven't been on the air in a long time.
Yeah.
So you forgot how to do it?
No, my pipes are...
Rusty.
Rusty. So I am a comedy writer first, and I worked on Dennis Miller's various shows for about 10 years.
Really? So you guys have been buddies? You kind of followed him where he went?
Yeah.
Wow.
Since about 1997.
Nice.
I'm an Emmy-winning comedy writer.
You are?
There you go.
You're actually important
for writing for Dennis.
Congrats. And I didn't know that.
That's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Yeah.
It's one of the,
there you go.
You know, when you start tabulating the greatest days of your life, you know, that's one of them.
You're actually talented. I didn't even think that.
Ouch. Oh.
Come on. I had to do it for ripping
snap.
Me. I had to.
And I wrote also for Late Late Show with Craig Kilborn, some other shows. And then one day Dennis called me on a Saturday and said, you want to be on the radio? Said, yeah. And that was 3 years. So.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, so he's got a radio show as well, right?
His radio show is on 870 AM here in Los Angeles.
And it's syndicated probably, right?
It's syndicated on Westwood One. I believe it's on at, I think it's on at 9 o'clock at night here. I'm not positive. But go on DennisMillerRadio.com if you'd like to see the hilarious, I mean, listen to the hilarious Mr. Miller.
Mm-hmm. He is pretty funny.
Yeah. So when did you start comedy writing? Is this something that you wanted to do?
I never wanted to do anything else.
Right.
And
I thought you were going to say I never wanted to do anything.
No.
I was like, wow, he's a winner.
When I was in high, when I was in high school, I started to, I would watch sitcoms, and then I would, like, break it down in my head and write down, you know, what happened in each act, and to differentiate, like, okay, this is a regular joke.
Right.
This is a joke that will only work for that character. So on paper, it'll look like nothing.
Wow.
You won't laugh.
Right.
But, and this was, I was watching The Odd Couple.
Uh-huh.
Which is...
The movie?
The show.
The show.
If you've never,
that's an old one, yeah.
If you've never seen it, I mean, it is solid comedy.
Wait, who is in The Odd Couple?
Jack Klugman and Tony Randall.
Tony Randall.
So it's based on, but it's like the movie, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay,
yes.
Got it.
But
go on. Kind
but better, actually.
Oh, I like
and
the movie.
I'd write all this down, and then I would look at it and study it. And then,
wow, that's,
you know,
cool. I never watched a show that way, so you have something special there in the way that you felt you had to deconstruct the comedy.
Yes, and then I could watch other shows and say, oh, they don't do that,
right?
And they should.
Mm.
You know.
Yeah.
And what I loved about The Odd Couple was that they used everything. They used physical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They used, you know, just regular jokes that would, you know, when I say a regular joke, I mean they wrote something funny.
Right.
And then they did, you know, stuff that was just for the characters.
Right.
And when you, and a story, of course, and when you put all that together, you've got a real sitcom, a real funny show. Yeah. And a lot of sitcoms today, I can't stand them. I don't like The Office.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well,
I hate you so much.
Well, but there's a huge age difference between us.
I understand that, but my father, who is, well, you
I'm
know.
I'm sorry, it's not funny.
How is it not funny?
Because, like, two guys staring at each other is not a punchline.
That's not, they don't, what are you talking about?
I'm telling you.
Well, he views it from a different perspective.
I
just like to argue.
I grew up differently. Like, you didn't, was there a favorite show that you had growing up? A sitcom like you'd watch after school? Or at night, you know, when they were in syndication?
I would say it wasn't a sitcom. It was The Wonder Years. It was one of my favorite shows.
Okay.
Loved
The Wonder Years. Was a great show.
Yeah. I grew up loving The Three Stooges, The Marx Brothers.
Well, there you go. That's also classic stuff.
Yeah. Like, I did...
The Office just...
Have you ever seen the English version?
That's funny.
Really?
Yes, because you know why?
Stephanie doesn't
because
like
it's,
that.
No, I love the
it's
English
version. It's funnier because it's so much more desperate.
Really?
It's really sad. Have you seen The Office?
No, never have.
It's incredibly sad.
Never watched
and
it.
And the American version, they've whitewashed it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I will agree with that. They have whitewashed it, but I think it's fantastic. I actually was a huge fan of the English version. Ricky Gervais, I think, is an absolute comedic genius. And I've seen his stand-up. Or his shows, I should say. Mm-hmm. He's unreal. Do you know
his
Ricky
last,
Gervais?
His
only special. From the Oscars. I never knew him before that.
Okay, so you know of him. He's awesome. You know of him. He's absolutely amazing. Oh, yeah, I did like The Honeymooners. My dad texted me. Thanks, Pops. My dad texted me throughout the show. Really? So just, this is what he does.
I apologize for anything I said about your daughter.
Care. Dad, I just called you dad. Okay.
Ew.
My father.
Don't apologize for anything.
No, he listens to everything. He's fine with it. Yeah. But Ricky Gervais, I thought, he's just such a genius comedically. And the show, I was such a big fan of the English version. And when I heard they were bringing it here, I was like, I think it's going to be a disaster. I told my friend Josh, I was like, this is going to suck. Mm-hmm. And then I heard Steve Carell was playing it. And I was like, you know what? I really like him. Mm-hmm. It's going to be different, but I think it's going to be good. And I
think
still love it. Oh,
you think he's the problem?
You don't think he's funny?
No.
Oh, God, I hate him so much.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Absolutely no range whatsoever.
Oh, okay. Who name some that you like? Come on, let's
name
do
what?
This. Name some comedians or actors, comedic actors that you like.
Who do you think is funny?
Wait.
I'm putting you on the spot.
I know you are, but like I don't,
that's okay.
I don't go to I go to movies, you know, for kids.
Right. Yeah.
So, don't play this bullshit with me. You still watch movies that are adult movies. Come on.
No, I'm not kidding. I don't. I don't have the patience.
Yeah.
Okay, Ricky Gervais, I know you like.
Well, I know Ricky Gervais is funny. Chris Rock is funny.
Yeah.
Tracy Jordan is funny. Mm. Who else makes me laugh?
Chris Rock?
Yeah.
He loves
Chris
he's very
Rock.
Funny.
Tracy Jordan. Yeah. I think Amy Poehler is funny. Mm. Tina Fey is kind of wearing on me. I think she's overexposed.
She's a great writer, though.
I think that if she, like, there was a point where she was, you know, doing SNL, you know, mm-hmm. doing Weekend Update.
Yeah.
I think that was her
thing.
Her best thing.
Do you not like 30 Rock?
No. I like Alec Baldwin, but they've just turned that show into
what?
Yeah. I don't know. It's there's nothing there. I mean, there's no story. You know, all of a sudden Jane Krakowski just like runs in somewhere.
Oh, she's awful. She's awful. I hate her.
She can be very funny.
I don't find her funny. Yeah. Do you ever watch it?
Relax, Stephanie. It's
I know.
Just TV.
No, I get excited. I don't get mad. I just love having this passion about it. I pretend to be mad about it. I'm not. Even a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you watch 30 Rock?
No, I'm just not into TV. You know that.
I don't watch any sitcoms.
Really. I'm even too lazy to watch American Idol. You know?
And that's true. I tried to talk to him about it.
I don't watch American Idol.
No.
I watch baseball and I watch the Food Channel.
The Food Channel is great.
You know what though, as far as food goes, is anybody else sick of like this hamburger craze? That's going
is it
on?
A craze?
Yeah.
No, really?
There's a website
I thought hamburgers have always been popular.
Well, but now the craze is these upscale hamburgers.
Oh, okay.
So the umami burger.
Umami and umami, other. Whatever. I mean, every time you. Well, I go on this website, what is it, foodlasomething.com, and every restaurant, you know, is coming out with burgers. Burgers.
Really?
Do you not like burgers?
I like burgers.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, looking and seeing all the burgers all the time, like, I'm getting sick of burgers. And it's like, how is one $20 burger different than another?
There's nothing. I will agree
exactly.
with that.
Exactly.
I will agree with that.
So, like, you made the cheese in the back. I could give a shit.
Yeah.
Okay? I would rather go to In-N-Out and spend
yes.
$5.
High five to that.
Yeah. I don't want to spend $25 for your
That's too much.
Burger.
Yeah, that's too much.
Oh.
What about these upscale trucks that have been appearing around here? Did you notice that?
I just read something.
Yeah.
Also in the same website that... You know, they're like starting to trickle out.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like them.
Yeah, I never tried them, you know. Well, but they have like food trucks, but not like the ones you see around here.
They're very frou-frou.
Right.
Expensive.
Yes.
And I don't want to wait online. And
yeah.
they don't have to adhere to L.A. County
health. Really?
So, yeah.
Wow.
So there's no rating on them.
Yeah.
And I don't know who's back there.
Yeah, exactly. And what's back there?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but on the set we have trucks that we eat off of.
Okay, that's good for you. I'd bring a bag lunch.
Do you not when you're on set? When you've been on set, have you ever eaten off of a catering truck?
I am rarely on set.
Okay, but you've been on, so you know what I'm talking about.
My career has been spent mostly in studios.
Right, okay, but you do know what I'm talking about.
I know absolutely what you're
talking about. Okay, so the catering trucks are good.
Okay, you ever gotten sick?
No.
Good for you.
I have not gotten sick.
Yeah.
I don't really know anybody that's gotten sick, to be honest.
Good.
Why, you have?
But fat. That's
oh, well, that's one
and
thing.
This is another, you know, if you're wondering out there, the glamour of show business is basically free food.
Yeah.
every,
so that's why people go into
on, if you're working on a show, let's say, name a show, Steph.
The Because I'm I've worked on two and a half men.
Stephanie played one of Charlie Sheen's conquests on Two and a Half Men.
And I started watching the show to see maybe I'll catch the episode, but maybe
it doesn't seem to come up.
Yeah?
Really? Oh, it plays all the time. Really? I get residuals. You can download it, yeah.
In any case, there's a kitchen, and there'll be donuts and bagels and M&Ms and everything that's bad for you.
Really?
And because of the incredible tension of working and writing and doing all this, people just eat out of anxiety.
Yeah.
There's always food around.
Yes.
So people are always eating on set.
Now, why don't they have joints around? Because that'll relieve some tension.
There's an idea.
Because people will paranoid and think that people are chasing them
and then they'll eat more.
That's true.
It's a bad idea.
There's some people that will fall asleep. Others will get paranoid. It'd be a disaster. But then again, a lot of actors show up stoned. And actually, you know what? My ex-husband worked on, what's the Wes Craven movie? I can't think of the name right now. Anyway,
was it a vampire movie?
No. It was a couple of years ago. Yeah. And he and Christina Ricci was on it. Mm-hmm. And he said every single day she showed up to the set wasted.
Really?
Like beyond belief.
So like if her call time was 6 a.m., she'd already be wasted?
She wasted. Like they would be shooting at night. It would be all night shoot.
Oh, okay.
Show up wasted to the point where other actors were holding her on her mark.
Really?
Because she was like swaying. I'm not even kidding. They had to shut down a couple nights because she was so wasted.
Wow.
He said it was such a disaster. She was such a disaster.
Yeah.
But I'm sure she's a nice girl.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But she's drunk.
Yeah.
She was an alcoholic.
So, David,
she went to rehab.
Oh, okay. Well,
That's true. She did. Where were you born and raised? Here?
I was born in Brooklyn, raised on Long Island. I moved here 17 years ago.
Oh, wow. So you've been here for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. What made you move? The entertainment industry?
Yeah, I never wanted to do anything else.
Really? And wow, that's amazing.
And I had to come out here to do it.
So. Right.
And your wife is a writer?
My wife is also a writer.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Joan.
Hi, Joan.
I'm on internet radio.
Is she listening?
I hope so.
Yay, Joan. And Max? Is Max listening?
No, he's in school.
Okay.
Yeah. How long have you been married now?
I've been married 16 years.
16, wow.
16 years, Bunny.
That's a long time.
Bunny. It's a long time. Is that your pet name?
Yes.
Oh. Do you have a pet name for Dina?
No.
Okay, good. Good, Sam. I'm glad.
Wait, is there anything I need, Joan? Hey, Joan, would you heat up my blankie?
Oh, my God.
No, my son. He has, now it's hot, but in the colder months, when he wakes up, he asks us to put his blanket in the dryer for 5 minutes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And he also needs it at night. So.
Yeah. Aww. Kids are funny,
I'm hoping he'll grow out of it since he's 11.
Yeah.
Because at some point I won't be able to drive to college and put his blankie in the dryer.
Well, how does he explain it to...
Don't you have a girlfriend?
How does he explain it to his roommate? Like his... I wouldn't know what to say. I still have a blanket.
You know, he's not a... I don't want to say unashamed, but he stands pretty... Like, he puts his feet down and he wants what he wants.
Right. But our boy... I mean, to be honest, though, boys are just boys at that age and they do their own thing. Oh, but are they even into girls at that? I know I was into
some of them,
boys when I was, like, two.
But, I mean, from what... Yeah, I can't talk about my son on the air.
It's
a verboten topic.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. No, I'm just talking about guys in general.
Well, I mean, here's what I can say this, is that, he's in fifth grade, he's 11, and you see there's a difference in terms of the girls are hitting puberty first.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And someone said that it's because of hormones in the milk or something, but I don't know. I recall that in fifth and sixth grade, it was the same.
No, it was.
And that was,
girls
30...
were taller than
yeah,
boys.
Girls were
I
taller.
Was always taller than all the boys.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I sprouted. Wow. Girls always sprout quicker.
Yeah.
Well, in this country.
Yeah.
I mean,
No, I think everywhere pretty much, you know.
Okay.
Girls reach puberty like, what, 12, 13 or something like that?
I got my period at 10.
Yes.
And my, what?
Yeah, I got my period at 10.
Joe and Stephanie beat you.
and I got my training bra. My training bra when I was in third grade. So what is that, 8 or 9? And I'm not even that big. We talked about this before. I'm not even that big. But
did the boys sitting behind you snap your bra strap?
Oh, that's a good. Yeah. You know what? I think one time that happened.
I used to do that.
Did
yeah.
There was one. May I relate this unfortunate story? There was one.
Get a little closer to the mic. That's all
I'm sorry.
Want you. Yeah.
How's that?
It's okay. Yeah, so we can hear you nice.
We just want you to make love to the microphone.
You don't have to move it. That's fine. You're good now. You don't have to lean in either.
All right.
My God, do you want me to go there and situate you?
No, I'm good. When I was in third grade, there was a girl in our class. Her name was Elizabeth Pitty, mm-hmm. also known as Elizabeth Titty.
Oh, God.
I mean, she had D cups in third grade.
Oh, whoa. My God.
And
in third grade.
They would snap her bra strap. It was unbelievable.
They yeah. or we?
They, okay. meaning other boys. I didn't do that.
Oh, that's nice of you.
So I was afraid.
You're going to get beat?
No, just, you know, there was a teacher there.
Oh. You know. Yeah. Oh, that's sad.
I used to be fascinated with all the girls that would sprout up in school and stuff like that.
Oh, man,
you know,
junior high was like, yeah. Oh, my God.
If it still doesn't change, if men still stare
no,
at
women, we're always like that.
It's different when you're 13.
I'm telling you.
Well, that's true, I'm sure. I think it's a disaster. I can't even imagine what goes on through your head.
Yeah.
When,
I mean, even
it's not in your head.
Even
well,
at, yeah.
in your other head.
Yeah. but even at 50, I mean, you know, every few seconds I think about sex. You
Do
know,
you?
It doesn't stop. Yeah.
No,
it stays
stops.
With you for the rest of your life, you know.
Wow, it's that's just, unreal. Yeah. I'd like to be a man for the day just to see how much I think about sex.
No, you wouldn't.
And I'm
it's
a
very frustrating.
I'm a sexual being. I really am, and I'm comfortable with it. Like, I'm okay saying that. I mean, I'm not a whore, but I'm comfortable with that. I love sex, but like, really?
I can't believe you're saying this with your dad listening.
My dad has heard worse. Trust me.
Really?
I talked about somebody finger me in the wrong hole. My
dad. I am out. Goodbye, everybody.
I heard that. I told him. I told this story, and I said, Dad, please do not listen to this. And of course, what does he do? He listens to it. I don't think he really
registers.
So he
listens at his own risk.
Exactly. I don't care. It's whatever. Right. He knows what I talk about.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I would like to be a man for a day just to see how much I would think about sex.
Yeah.
Well.
I would.
Really?
Yeah, just saying.
You know,
just
what about.
Why not?
I don't know.
Yeah. I guess it's not all bad. You
I
know
don't
I mean?
Want to be a woman for a day.
That's okay. I didn't ask you to. I just said I want to be a dad.
I'm expressing.
Nope, not even a little bit.
I would. I would stay at home, play with my boobs all day.
I really think that men would do that. If they, if you, like, honestly, if they had boobs for a day, you would sit at home and play.
Stand in front of the mirror, do jumping jacks.
And, everything
you want a woman to do, she'd never do for you.
And I think that you guys think that this is what we do, is we sit at home and play with
no,
our
boobs. No, we don't.
But we don't.
I don't think that. I
oh, that's
really
good.
Don't.
Well, that's good at least.
I think you just sit at home and say, thank God he's gone.
Yeah, we do that sometimes, actually. We do that. So your wife, what does she write? I wanted to ask,
she has written for such shows as White Collar.
Oh, wow.
And Everwood and Journeyman.
I loved Everwood.
And what was the baby show? Inconceivable.
I was on it!
Were you?
Yes!
Really?
I did it. I did a guest star on that show.
Oh, my God. Was it?
Shut
I wonder
up.
If it was my wife's episode.
I don't know which episode it was. She was the writer the whole time.
She was there the whole time.
Okay.
It only went 13, right?
I was on the Balls in Your Court, so she'll know which one that is. I played, again, why do I keep playing a bimbo at a bar? What the hell?
Joan, if that's you... Just like send.
Oh my God, I was on that show.
Send
that's
me
so
an
fun.
That's cool.
What
huh?
a small world.
Yeah. How long ago was that?
You wrote?
Oh God, this was back in when was it? 06, 07? Do you remember? David?
No, I mean it all blends together for us.
Something something like that. But it was a fun show. The main guy was a British actor.
Jonathan Cake.
John, that was his name, Jonathan Cake.
Why wouldn't I know?
Yeah. You're good.
Jonathan
I don't remember.
Cake and Angie Harmon.
Yes, I worked with Jonathan. I didn't work with Angie. Oh, but she was in my makeup. I met her. She's great. It's awesome.
Good.
But
gorgeous.
Just yeah, I know she's stunning. Well, her husband's really hot too.
Yeah, but yeah.
Well, okay.
Joan said that she. Okay, she was pregnant. She had a baby during filming.
Okay.
And she came back like very quickly, and she was wearing white pants.
Angie was?
Yeah, and no sign of being pregnant.
What a bitch.
Well, she probably had a tummy tuck at the same time.
Do you think?
She had 3 C-sections.
Ooh. She has 3 kids?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
3 little girls.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
They live in Texas.
They do? Oh, because he plays there, right?
No, he doesn't play anymore.
Oh, he doesn't? No, he's retired?
Maybe
I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about.
Let's fill Sam in so he's not so left out.
She has another show now, Rizzoli and Isles.
Oh, my God. What is this horrible
show?
Yeah,
what the hell is going on with TV?
I don't know.
I know.
They're like 2 female cops in Boston.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Like, that's what we need, another cop show.
I don't know.
There's so many freaking cop shows.
There are. They always have been, too,
you know? Do you get into cop shows? You don't get into TV. What are you asking? I keep asking you, hoping so that one day it's going to come out. Yeah, I love it.
What is the deal with cops, doctors, and lawyers?
Yeah.
I don't know what the fascination is.
Or mass murderers.
Or mass murderers.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
I'm not interested.
Or serial murderers in books. People love books on serial murders.
I do.
I don't know what the hell that is about.
You know what? I can answer for myself. I'm fascinated that somebody could do that. That's what I want to understand. Like I said, when I read Mein Kampf in high school, I was so fascinated with how somebody could do this and not even think twice about it.
Yeah.
Now, it's not even a thought. Right. In their mind. And that's what's fascinating to me.
Yeah.
So and what did they grow up in to be like this? Like, that's all, like Jeffrey Dahmer and what kind of childhood do they have?
Well, lot of people, let's say like you're born and you're just, let's just say you're wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, your mind is twisted.
Right.
And circumstances, you know, conspire and bad stuff happens. I mean, but there's probably a lot of people who are born monsters that never.
They don't act on it?
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, something happens or they get help or.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they go to jail.
Right.
Early
right.
for the rest of their lives.
Right.
So they don't get a chance to do something, you know, prominent.
Right.
Like that.
Why isn't there a show about garbage men?
I'd watch that.
Right?
But do you ever watch Dirty Jobs?
I have seen one episode. He's amazing.
It's really good, and it's also it's good for kids because it's not really they're not talking down to anybody.
Right, right.
And a lot of these jobs are extremely cool.
Do you know what Dirty Jobs is?
No.
Okay. It's a show on what station?
Discovery.
Discovery. Uh-huh. And it's this guy.
His name
just
is.
Just tell us.
It's Mike Rowe. That's his name. And basically, they just they find people with dirty, disgusting jobs.
Like the most disgusting.
Like,
really?
Like people who clean the sewers in San Francisco.
Wow.
And it's time to like change the thing that processes poop.
Wow.
And he's down there with those guys. And it's just, you know, it's like a room full of poop.
Wow. And what a great show to watch, man. How have I missed that one?
Well, don't you think 11-year-old boys, you know, are interested in seeing how you clean out a room full of poop?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Sounds
it.
Exciting.
There's plenty of stuff.
Yeah,
it's pretty amazing. He's a huge celebrity. Huge.
Yeah.
That show is
really
huge.
Is it that big?
Oh, my God. Wow. He has such a big following. It's really good, though. I mean, it's actually interesting. It's not this crap that we see.
Right. It's educational.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can watch it with your family.
Right.
Yeah. And he's a really funny, interesting man. He's a great host.
No, I probably would like that. You know, I mean, did you ever watch on the Science Channel How It's Made? There's a show called How It's Made.
Yeah.
And I was telling you about it. It's like such an amazing. Yeah, you find it dry?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Not, you know.
Yeah, I find it to be amazing because it shows you how they make just about anything, you know. toothpicks and cheese and, you know, and forklifts and all
what,
that.
Right.
You know?
And what I find, I have seen it. What's most amazing about it is the machinery. Because, you know, this has to be custom made somewhere. You can't just buy it off the internet.
Right.
You know, if you're making batteries or whatever the hell you're doing.
Right.
Somebody has to make it.
And you have to produce it by the millions to justify the expense.
Exactly. And if something goes down, you can't buy another one. You got to fix it.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen it. I forget.
Check it out.
I know. Yeah. I forget.
They've got so many different ones, like one after another in the evening.
I just flicked him off.
Ouch.
You missed it out there. I just flicked him off for making fun of the office.
Was that the right finger or the wrong finger?
This was the correct finger is what you're trying to ask.
I like when women give the finger.
Do
I don't know why. Yeah, I always have.
I will give it to you any day of the week, Sam.
Thank you very much.
Anytime, baby. Anytime.
Now I'm sad.
Why are you sad?
Because I've been left out of the finger club.
Well, when you're here, I'll flick you off. How does that? I just flicked you off.
No, no, no. You said something different.
Okay. Settle down there, Tiger. And back to sex. There we go.
Well, actually, I just had my physical, so.
Oh,
well,
wow.
Well, good for you. Everything good?
Are you clean?
I'm clean.
You're good?
I'm clean. PSA low.
Colonoscopy, too?
No, I'm not 50 yet.
Oh, what? You don't have to be 50 to do that.
Yeah, you do.
They did it to me when I was 40, I think.
Really? Yeah. Why? Did you have a history of colon cancer?
No,
Okay.
No, but they just
wanted... really like ass
I don't think
stuff?
They wait. Yeah, I love it when they stick their fingers up my ass. Are you kidding?
That's not a finger. It's like, you know, that's the...
Oh, you mean the colonoscopy,
it's a fire
right?
Hose.
Yeah. No, they put me out. You can't do this when you're awake.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you can.
Yeah,
it
I don't think
hurt.
You want
but,
to.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, just to be aware of it.
I have to see some porn.
Do you?
If I want a result.
Do you walk funny after that, Sam?
No, no. In fact, I didn't even feel it.
Really?
You know, I came to.
Yeah, they
to
put
and,
you in, into some sort of like twilight state.
Right, and then you come back and you don't even realize what they did.
Really?
You know? Yeah.
Interesting.
That's pretty
it's
good.
Kind of,
I still
kind of like a date rape.
Yeah.
That sounds fun. That's what I wanted to have happen to me.
So now when you write comedy, I've always been you know, interested in this. What do you write for Dennis, for example? Do you write one-liners, jokes,
on the shows, on the cable shows, we wrote, we wrote topical monologue jokes.
Right.
And then we'd also write a rant for him.
Mm. Okay, yeah, because he likes to rant.
Yes, and then we would also do picture captions. We would get AP pictures from the AP, just black and white news photos, and we'd write funny captions.
Right,
that's
hopefully
so
funny.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah,
yeah,
hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
And also, the first show was on HBO, so we had pretty good leeway. You know, every once in a while, we would. Like in our final run through of the stuff before,
for the taping.
Before, we would take some things out because we had a fuck check because well here the thing is that we would there's a danger when you have that freedom to use a lot of fuck instead of doing it honestly.
Right.
So we would. Take out fucks if we needed to.
Yeah, and if you overuse it, I mean, I love that word, then it doesn't, it's not funny anymore.
Right. It becomes pointless.
I think that is the, sorry to cut you off, but that is the best swear word for me. Because when I am, it just encompasses everything I'm feeling at the time, and it's so powerful when it comes out of people's mouths. Like, I love it.
For me, the best swear word is work.
Nice. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off about your everything else. I love the F word. But it's true. If you overuse it, it's not funny.
Right.
No.
Right.
Just every so
but
often.
But it can be very funny sometimes when you use it.
Well, Chris Rock, he uses it a lot.
Yeah.
But he still manages to make it funny.
Right.
Right.
Because he is a funny guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, when you're a professional comedian, you know how many.
To use. And he's a dirty guy. I mean, his stand-up is dirty.
Yeah.
So it's, you know.
But it's real, you know.
I know,
I mean,
it's true.
It's like, it so reflects life, you know?
I know. I love watching him. Yeah. Every time his special's on, I always watch it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's like he says something about men and women, how they can't be friends. You know, he says, a male friend is like a dick in a glass.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. We're like an emergency. You break the glass.
Oh, my God. That is awesome. Yeah. That's so great.
So, you know, I mean, he really gets the culture, you know, and... in that. So, yeah, I love him. He's my favorite.
I think that's got to be the hardest. I mean, I'm an actor, I'm an entertainer, but I give credit to comedians. Like, right. I think that is the hardest thing to do.
Yeah.
I mean, no, that is so much pressure.
Yeah.
To make people laugh. It's crazy.
Now, David, have you ever considered performing the comedy as well? No, that's not for you.
I haven't. I was too scared.
Yeah.
I just couldn't. You know, it's so hard to just do it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And
so you'd rather stay behind the scene
and
create.
I needed to stay. I made the choice to stay on paper.
Right.
And I don't regret it.
Yeah, you're just not a performer. Not everybody is, you know.
Well, what am I doing right now?
He performs at the dog park all the time.
Yeah.
When I found radio, I said, oh, this is perfect for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, if somebody ever heckled me, I would kick them.
Yeah, there you go.
Or just call them bad words like Michael.
No, I wouldn't
Kramer
do that. I would kick them and maybe pee on them.
There we go.
Sounds good.
And, you know, it just...
Yeah.
You've been hanging around the dog park way too much.
No. Or about around the kids.
Kick them or pee on them.
Yeah, poo, pee.
Yeah, you know what? I think you're right.
That's what happens, you know? We hang out little kids, and that becomes your world, you know?
Oh, I can't.
Are you kidding? SpongeBob, SquarePants, and all that stuff, you know?
Well, I must say, I watch a lot of TV with my kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes just to monitor it.
Right.
You know, sometimes we're actually watching something together. There is a lot of great kids-oriented programming
really?
Out there.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. That's great to hear.
I mean, some of it is absolute crap, and I hate when he watches it.
Right.
But there are some things that my wife and I watch with him because we enjoy it.
I see.
And also, he has recently gotten into The Simpsons.
Oh, really? Oh, my
which
God.
Is great because, you know, there's 200-something episodes.
Oh, yeah.
And
you know,
we can watch it and he'll laugh at some things and some things he won't get. But
right.
He doesn't even realize he doesn't get it.
Right.
That's how inside they make it.
Now, is that show appropriate for kids? Because I thought it's kind of an adult show.
It is. I don't think Family Guy is.
Right.
Yeah, that one is bad.
He can't watch Family Guy because there's stuff on there that...
The Simpsons, though, is it can get a little like that, but the overall message of the show is about family and love.
Yes,
and
it
that's,
is.
Yeah, and that's where it's kids can watch it because they go a little bit far, like Homer drinks a lot and whatever, Bart's
but
a bad kid.
He's always
but
home.
It always, yes, it,
at
they
the end.
Always bring it back
right.
to the family and love, and that's why kids can watch it.
I
they
see.
Might not get all the. Like jokes for the parents, the adults, but you know what? It's actually an okay show for kids.
They go to church every Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, despite all their crazy shit, they're a family.
But that's why it has worked for
many
years.
That's why it works for 20 years.
Absolutely. Because of the overall message.
They never deviated from that.
Right. I mean, I would watch it a lot with my ex-husband. I watch it every so often now, but you know, I mean, Family Guy is awesome. But it's not for kids.
No, it's not for kids.
Even American Dad is not for kids.
Yeah.
But I like Family Guy more than American Dad. But
yeah, I know my kids are totally into those shows.
Are they?
You know? And they're like teenagers.
I thought
you
didn't have kids.
No, he has two kids.
No, I have two kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, grown.
Where the hell did you come? I don't have kids. He has kids.
I know you don't have kids.
Yeah, he's two older kids.
Yeah,
oh, all right.
I do. Yeah, so I used to watch a lot of Rugrats with them and all that
Rugrats.
Stuff.
Chucky was my favorite. I love Chucky. And I love SpongeBob because I love Patrick.
SpongeBob is genius.
I love Patrick. He makes me laugh so much.
I have an idea. How about a sponge?
That's brilliant. I know. Who would have thought about that?
Well, my favorite on that is Plankton.
Yeah, Plankton's funny.
He is funny. I like Patrick, though, the most. Okay. He's the best. Right. He's awesome.
Okay, enough SpongeBob now. Okay. Well, we are out of time. Do you want to plug anything? Do you have a website or anything that you want people to find? Or
I would just like to plug myself and to say I'm funny.
Okay. Sounds good.
And I would also like to thank you and thank Stephanie for having me on today. I've had a great time.
Wonderful.
You were wonderful, David.
Okay, thank you for joining us, and all the best with the comedy. So you're not with Dennis Miller anymore? Are you still there?
No, I'm not.
Oh, I see. Okay. So are you writing for other shows now and things like that?
No, now I'm
unemployed.
I'm looking to get back on the radio.
Yeah, okay.
Because I really do love the radio.
Sounds good.
I hear you. That's why we're here. All right, David. Thank you so much. Thanks, guys, for listening.
Yes, and have a great weekend, Stephanie. And
you
we'll
too,
see
Sam.
Everybody on Monday.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.